Welcome to the Leadership Spark Podcast, where we equip you to be the great leader people deserve. You are here with Corey Ann Hampton, and we're going to continue this conversation about underrated leadership skills, the ones that you may not be talking about at your leadership roundtable out there or your latest Zoom call. And so we've been going through this list. We've started with anticipation, the ability to anticipate, the ability to bring clarity whenever you find yourself in the middle of chaos, the ability to ask great questions. And today we're going to talk about one called vulnerability, which could be, Hampton, a scary word for some people, right? But a misunderstood, an underrated, under the radar, and maybe misunderstood skill that leaders have that could really unlock impact that they could have as a leader. And so convince us, why should a leader develop the skill or choose to be vulnerable and practice being vulnerable with the people that they work with?
When you hear the word vulnerability, I don't know. I don't know your story. I don't know the struggles that you have. I don't know what you have to be vulnerable about, but it could be a little bit scary. Maybe something as you're listening to this has come to your mind and you're like, oh my gosh, are Corey and Hampton about to tell me to share that with my entire company? Should I send an email to everyone and tell them my biggest struggles in life? No, we're not asking you to overshare, but I do think that it's silly for us to act like we have everything together. I know for years and years and years, probably before my time, I am a little bit younger in my career, we left all of our personal stuff at home. There was no overlap between your work and your life. There was no talking about your family, no talking about struggles or anything. And you know your organization, you know what people are comfortable with. And so you use some judgment and discernment about what you share, but especially as leaders, it would be silly to think that everyone on your team is happy all the time and they don't have anything that they're struggling with. And for you as a leader, you want to know how your people are doing. Maybe someone on your team is really struggling with their performance at work. And who knows, it could be because something is going on outside of work. And so I think it's really important for us as leaders to create environments where people feel comfortable sharing about their life, because we are all humans. And I think for us, if we act like there's not difficult things going on, then over time, it can just lead to a just sort of a toxic environment where people sort of act like everything's okay. And so one of the biggest, most popular quotes about vulnerability is that vulnerability breeds vulnerability. Another quote that I like is, the strongest person in the room is the one who has nothing to hide. And so for you as a leader, again, I'm not asking you to share. Just for the sake of it, you don't have to share the hardest, most challenging thing going on in your life. But there's a couple ways to think about it. One, there could be people on your team who, because of you sharing and opening up about maybe a hardship, a struggle, a failure you've had, that could then lead to them sharing those things with you. And it could develop more trust on your team moving forward. And it could create more clarity and alignment moving forward, and you can talk about the hard things going on. But then also for you as a leader, we talk about this a lot. In order to lead others, you have to be able to lead yourself first. It's lead me first, develop my team, deliver business results. That's the order of operations with leadership. And so part of leading yourself first could be having kind of like an A team. You know, is this team, maybe it's your team at work, but maybe it's somebody outside of work. Maybe it's a coach or a mentor or a friend that works somewhere else. But I think practicing vulnerability also outside of work too could be really helpful for you as a leader, because you could have things on your chest that if you don't address those things, then that could actually end up affecting the way that you lead your people, and they don't deserve that. They deserve a great leader, and a great leader is someone who is vulnerable. And sometimes that might require having somebody in your corner that's maybe in a different department or outside of kind of your work world. And so definitely two ways to think about it. Maybe for you as a leader, have your crew that you can share hard things with, but then also think about, what would it do if I shared something a little bit deeper, a little bit more serious than normal with the people on my team? What kind of doors could that open up in our conversations and in our one-on-ones, which we should be having weekly, by the way, because this is the number one tool in a leader's tool belt. Anyways, we'll talk about that later. But yeah, practice vulnerability today. That's your go and do. We'll see you tomorrow.